Check it off. On.
Yeah. Anyway, a person has a rebellious streak. Rabbova speaks about it. And Avodas Hashem, it comes in very handy. Come inside, make yourself at home. It comes in handy. And Avodas Hashem, come, let's rebel. Let's rebel. It's supposed to be utilized. Reb Geshem was very into that. Navardigas rebels against the system, against society, against the Welt. Rebel against the Matziv. Oh, you say it's all lost? Oh, yeah? Watch this. Now I'm going to tell you something that said over the name of Navardiga that was known to be all his ankles told me had Rocha Kedush. His son told me that his tefillah, his son raised him, he raised his son mainly with tefillah. His son became a Matsuyin Godel, became a Tzadik Yisei Deilam. His son became a special Adrain and a Tzadik and everything. And the son told me that the father's main chinach was tefillah. He's mechanach with tefillah. That's the way I work. Like the guy who, the woman who was married to a guy who wasn't part of the system and he didn't listen to her and the kids weren't geiris her. And she decided, there's three partners to the eight in a shidduch. I'm going third partner, Eibishter. I can't deal with this. She wasn't so perfect either. She knew it. I don't know how to handle kids and have whatever. And he and my husband, forget it. And she davened every move. She used to control the kids. I know somebody used to control the shidduchim of his kids. He would, when he liked something, he would say, Eibishter, make my son like that girl. The next day, she suddenly, hey, how come she likes, how come he likes it? And then, when they had to call a certain Rosh Yeshiva to find out if he's masking, Rosh Yeshiva's known to be a Shver Bal Dova, who's not going to let you get what you want so fast. You know, this guy, I know people, they control and control with the Tochen. Just talk to the Eibishter, and they take over the house. I'm in charge around here, but don't talk to people. You'll kill it. To be Yotzer. I go with the Eibishter. This person told me that his father raised the house. He raised the whole family with tefillah. He used to learn a lot with Rabbi, and the kids were inspired by it. And besides that, an Adam from the biggest Navardigas is this one, I'll tell you who it is. Reb Shlem, Yisrael Meir Zatzal, was a Malach Hashem Tzvokis. He was a giant. He used to ride a bicycle in Bar Park. He used to make pratim all the time. Reb Yisrael Meir said, this man I know, Biyadia Brura, has had Gilad Yod. That same person, I'll tell you another story they say about him. And he's in Siberia. This is what they say. In order to exist in Siberia, they give you two boiling hot cups. Take them all. Someone dropped it off by me. They hold me to be the official distributor. They go, give it to me. Yeah, I give them all out. So take them, everybody say, it's off. Was macht ihr? Was hat er? So what happened? The founder of my shul, Rabbi Edelman, now Chayach. So my shul is a very chashuva shul. We are spitz nevardig. We chose, you know, we have, they say, to be a member of the shul, you have to pass the deep water test. The water's drippy. I'm joking. I just got to be funny. The shul's great. Anyway, what was I saying? So this person, now this is what they say about him. In Siberia, if you had to have two boiling hot glasses of water. One in the morning, one at nighttime. If you didn't drink that down, you were dead meat. Siberia? It's a Shrek, the frost over there. This person, when he wanted to put his tefillin on in the morning, he took a look at his hand, and he sees it's an icicle. It's not working. He says, I gotta, you know, I put the tefillin on it the way it's supposed to be. He said, oh, I got an idea. He took one of those, the one that they gave him in the morning, for life. This is life. He didn't drink that water. He took the boiling hot water, poured it all over his hand. Now we can put on my tefillin. That's what they say about this person. Oh, Malach Hashem, I remember him. He was big into learning, rather. Very big Talmud Chacham. He's a horrible. Anyway. So, he said, they say Bishmoy. Mordechai lo yechrev lo yishtachav. Mordechai is not bowing down. Mordechai, it didn't help. You're playing games at Haman. You know what you did to all of us? You put us in Sakona. Mordechai, what are you doing? Look at this. Now he wants to kill us all out in one day. Thanks to Mordechai. Mordechai is guilty of the all our tzaris. Mordechai shame. So the next time when Mordechai saw Haman, you would say, look what you're doing. Chacham. You want to be a Zatzadik. By the way, you had a psak. When they didn't want to bow down to the Tzelem, I think it's a Zaya. They were told, they went to Yeshaya, Chizkiah HaNavi. Chizkiah HaNavi. What? Yechezkel. Yeah, Yechezkel, you're right. Went to Yechezkel HaNavi. Yechezkel, what is tomorrow morning? The whole world's going to be bowing down to the Tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar. What should we do? He says, don't worry about it. There's a Kabbalah. Run, get out of the system, don't be there, and you're safe. So they say, yeah, but what's going to be? The whole world's going to bow down. Who's going to stick up for the Eibishter? So we decided we're going to stick up there, we're standing. You know what they're going to do to you? Nebuchadnezzar had a cauldron, he had a boiling hot oven, and it was firing away for days. And they're going to throw them all into that oven. They weren't impressed. They said, we just can't let this happen. The whole world should bow down. And no one's going to stick up for the Eibishter. Not us. No. But maybe Chizkiah HaNavi can do us a favor. Tell us, will Hashem save us or not? We'd rather not burn in that oven. Even though we want to be mice and nefesh, but it's not a preference. So, will he save us? So, Chizkiah HaNavi went back to the Eibishter, and he says, Eibishter, you're going to save me. The Eibishter says, what? It was right after the Churban. They caused me to make a Churban based on Mikdash, because they're over the way to Zora. Now, suddenly they wake up. No. Tell them, it's nothing happening. I will not save them. Yechezkel HaNavi was crying all night long. Abish is not going to save them. He was crying. So he cried all night long. Right? In the morning, he comes over to them and he tells them with tears in his eyes, Abish is not saving you. So they let out their opinion of the matter, whether he saves us, whether he doesn't save us. We are not going to bow down to that idol. It's not happening. And they went in there and boom, they popped the whole matzah. And they didn't bow down. And Nebuchadnezzar took them and threw them in the fire. And a nest happened. Gabriel and Malach came in. They cooled up the whole oven. And Nebuchadnezzar started singing Karibayim. Part of Karibayim in Nebuchadnezzar, am I right? Unto Malka Melch Machaya Nebuchadnezzar. The Chazal say, he wanted to outdo Tilim of David. He started singing. Look at that. Someone crazy. Look at this. There's a Malach comes in together with them. I think it was a Gans of Paradise in there. The trees and the oven turned into a Gan Eden. And the whole world was watching this. It was not Shaykh. What a Kiddush Hashem. Chanan Mishal Azayah. What they did. Anyway, So, the original psak was, you don't have to get involved. Don't look for trouble. And that's it. It'll be okay. Now, Mordechai, Dafke, wants to be found. I'm right here. Right, I locked this up. And it didn't work. I mean, Aman gets boiling angry, and he tells Achashverosh, who is a bigger anti-Semite than Haman, no problem, we're wiping them all out in one day. And the Yidden are going meshuga, and Mordechai is the official, infamous, fafrumpte, you had to do that. Chanani Mishol Azai had a psak, they didn't have to do it, by the way. And here, they did it anyway, but what? Haman, you know, you're dealing with Haman now, he's going to wipe us all out. You're starting up with fire. So what is the next time you think Mordechai would weaken? So says this Yid from the Vardig Upshot. And they say, not only he said it, he lived it. The Vardigas were real people. The next time Haman passes by, so you think Mordechai would weaken, you know. So it says, first time it says, L'yichrei v'l'yishtachave. After the gzeira, L'yikom v'l'yizah. He didn't budge. Oh, you're playing games with me? Don't you mess with me. You have a musik? So the Nevadigas tells the Chana. They say the person who said it was right for it. L'yikom v'l'yizah, rebellion. And the Nevadig, they say, the Eibush is behind. There's no Haman. There's no Nebuchadnezzar. The Eibush is testing you. And people who live their lives with the Eibush, and every move they make, they see the Eibush testing them. They can do things other people can't do. They're not scared. I would venture to say, they would even say, I've been through this before. I once had such a mindset with somebody, I was told to give up. Somebody in my family was supposed to get an operation. And my Rebbe even said, give in, because we davened our heads off and nothing happened. And the doctor still said the operation has to take place and forget it. After my Rebbe said to give up, give in, and my Rebbe was very stark. Every time, no operation. I go back on the phone. What's the story? Yes, operation. Oh, no. Go back to my Rebbe. Rebbe, yes. No. Don't be in a spoil. Have betochen. And we harvested and we worked and davening. Come back. No operation? Yes, operation. I go back to my Rebbe. What are we going to do now? Rebbe says, you know, at this point, I think you got to give in. It's not a sakana. It's not pleasant what you have to go through. This person, Baba, we're giving in. So I turned around, and I went into my car, and I said, Eivishter, I'm not giving in to this one. And I screamed. I shut the windows, and I... Vayizak Zorka Gedolo Mora! I walk out of my car, go back to my house. What's the story? No operation. That's one of my mifsim. That's when I wasn't megala myself yet. That's for my younger years. That's for my old mifsim. You want to hear the latest ones? You want to hear today's? Don't ask. Today's mifsim. I get a phone call. Now, I like to protect people. I don't like to say the name. So, I'm going to do the following. I'm not going to change any part of the story. Except for where they live. So that way they'll be protected. They live in Tasmania. They live in Tasmania. I get a call from Tasmania. And I get a phone call. Now, every part of the story is exactly, I'm not making no stick here. I get a phone call. Rabbi Mandel, my wife, Hashem Yirachem. She has a situation that's terrible. A blockage that's Hashem Yirachem. And I says, don't worry, everything will be alright. And I says, I'd like your wife to hear me. he says, she's out of it. She can't hear nothing. In fact, you want to hear her? I hear Kailas of Rakim. I was so depressing, you know. She's crying like a baby. Not screaming with pain and pain. The whole body was a Shrek L'chazach. Very terrible matzah. This happened today, 4 hours ago. About 4 hours ago. Anyway. So she's screaming and yelling like the world's turning over, and she's in terrible pain. I can hear now. A normal guy would say, you have to have feelings for people. No, you have to cry along with her and show how much you care. I don't do that stuff if I could avoid it. People ask me, how do you deal with? They have no idea what I have to deal with. I can talk to Shemayim. There's tzoras going on. But I'm in a different world. What? She's cured. I'm a Baba Tochen. When people come to me with issues, the light is here. I'm not, I don't have to go through the process of feeling sorry with the guy and then starting to work on the Tochen. We get right to it. Hey, Mishter, she's gonna be perfect. And now, he says, my wife's not kidding. She can't hear you. She's not shy. I says, all right, we'll take care of that. Put me on speaker. I'll get to work. I screamed at the top of my lungs. You're going to be perfect! Guarantee you! The Amish is going to help you get you out of this thing! Toich kedei dibor. Boom. The blockage disappeared. On the spot. Now, and then I kept going, but still a little pain, a little screaming my head off like I'm a sugar. And you're going to live till 120 years. You're going to be strong. And you're going to be strong as a bear without the weight. Especially, don't you dare tell a lady she's strong like a bear. She Michael, your brachas. Don't give me that bracha, please. And so I always say, without the weight, don't worry. But Aguras, you're gonna be this and the Lachtiga Dairas, you're gonna have Anikos, these are young people, just got there. Lachtiga Dairas, you're gonna have Kindalachim strong and healthy and normal, and Gaval is gonna be great. And he tells me it's much better, and then, hung up. Well, you know what they say, beginner's luck. A few minutes later, he calls me back. We're back in, there's a problem. So I start screaming, Vaita, Hina, Nahe. She can't talk, the matzah is. The first time she said Amen. Second, but that Amen piled a lot. Amen to my brachas? Ho. Forget it. Anyway, so she was still. So I started hacking the same one like before. And slowly but surely, she calmed down big time. Not enough. So I said, what am I going to finish with my brachas? So I started jokes. You're willing to hear my jokes? Yep. I told 4 jokes. You want to hear? I need new jokes. I said, let me tell my jokes. You hear this? Listen to this. Just happened today. The joke, now you heard the joke about Mashiach's Azel. I don't want to say this. Any ladies, this, a lady told me this today. I know I shouldn't talk to ladies. This lady called you today. Somebody told you you're Mashiach. Somebody told you Mashiach. So I says, I heard that once before, but I heard some other people hold on Mashiach's Azel. I'm joking. Anyway. But that's true, God. They said I'm Mashiach. What? And not to tell me that. That was the end of it. After I was matzal, I did my mitzvahs, So that was her. Look, she didn't give me the $1,000 that I wanted. So she tells me I'm Mashiach. She thinks that's going to help. You tell me I'm Mashiach. I'm very happy to hear it. Just give me the $1,000. Mashiach will be all right. Give up $1. You tell me, Mashiach, that's what I need. They know I come. The Velt says, give me cash, not credit. My uncle, my brother-in-law, Matzah Feder. He has COVID in the garbage. He was a Belzer Chassid. But in COVID, he hates it. They don't like public speaking by the Belzer. The Belzer, him anyway, he was Shrekless against COVID. So they once honored Tzar Masur, whatever. all the top rabbeim, he was a rebbe, to give them something, a nice, sort of gave him a whole, you know, plaque, how good you are, and a check. So they tell me he walked in, he didn't even see the plaque. Give out him check. He's right. Who needs that? Give me cash, not credit. COVID. Go hang it. You can hang it up. You keep it. You may need the COVID. Just give me the money. Anyway, that's one of the reasons why I decided to be a Rebbe and not a Rav. And whenever they call me the Rav, I always correct them. I'm the Rebbe. And the Rebbe, you know, he gets the money. You can pass the shailas. You're the Rav. I'll give you COVID. You pass the shailas. I'll be the Rebbe. And sometimes I say, and since I'm the Rebbe, you know, a Rebbe has a sogis, you know. A Rebbe, you know, he has, what is, how do you say a sogis in English? He has, you know, he understands. What?
Expectations.
He has, he understands these things, you know, what you're supposed to be giving. I'm joking. Anyway, what's the mythos? Listen to this. So the joke, I said this joke, I told it over in New York. I think you heard it, but Chazor doesn't hurt. I told him my shver was a munkatzer chassid with a shreimel, and Nebuch, he fell in with me, and I fell in with him, you know, the matzav. So one day my wife is talking with him. My wife tells him, Mashiach is going to be a litvak. So my shver says, 99999, Mashiach. Guy nish zain a litvak, zain eisel guy zain a litvak, and his donkey's gonna be a litvak. So I said this over in Borough Park, and they asked me to speak for chassidim. What should I say to chassidim? I figured that's a good line for them. And I said, please close the door. He says, don't tell anybody in Lakewood what I just said now. This is private. The chassidim, I come from chassidim. I'm really one of you guys. That's the story. Anyway, they laughed. It was good. And then I came to Lakewood and I told the same joke over to a couple of younger lights in Lakewood, more than once. And the guys were on the floor. And then I noticed something. The guys in Lakewood lived much more than the guys in Borough Park. I said, what's the pshat? I need a pirish. Why don't I decide I know the answer? Because the guys in Lakewood think it's not funny. Hazel and Litter, you know, it's funny. The guys in Borough Park don't think it's so funny. Anyway, that was one of the jokes I told over. I told that joke. I told the mother-in-law joke. Now, this is really not right for a b'chavadiki like me to say barabim, but it's okay. I'm not going to worry so much. Wait till you hit us one. I don't know. It's a mother-in-law joke. Look, Yanka Muller tells mother-in-law jokes. So make chap in the shviga. My shviga has a good sense of humor in Yenneveld. She's probably going to laugh. She's going to like it. So what happens if you miss your shviga? What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to take back three steps and shoot again. Okay, anyway, that's another one I told them. A couple of my jokes. I was on the phone for half an hour, some total, not more. The lady is cured. Mamish cured. Between the brachas and the jokes, the done deal. The husband told me, I have no words to thank you. And she was laughing. You know, laughing is therapeutic. You don't make jokes. It's not a joke. Joke your head off. You know, I had another case today. Someone comes over to me. They call me up. A mother calls me up from England. Her son is having problems with Amun and the Yevishtin. And she wants me to talk to him. So I speak to her son. And I start telling him, there's an Yevishtin. What are you doing in a cup? And I start talking with him. Now, I want to tell you something. The first thing I said was, he's a cute kid, and I can tell on the phone. He's a teenager, but he's a geschmackly kid. I says, tell your mother, how is it that she never ate you up? You're cute like anything. A teenager. And he started smiling. And I was more into that than into answering him. You hear what I'm talking about? The Mashgiach Zatzal Reb Nosson. When you came to him for a problem, your problem was gone just by the way he dealt with you. The Warmkeit and the Geschmack that he had, somehow you felt like, you know, we're going to be okay. Without addressing the thing, I'm into that. So I kept talking how sweet thing is that. The mother was going out of a kalim. He was going out of his kalim. He was halfway cured just by, I kept repeating it, how cute he is and sweet he is. You didn't eat this guy up for 60 years. You're self-control. Wow. My admiration for your mother. How could she not eat up a sweetie like you? Anyway, I spent 20 minutes with him. I left him a new person. You hear this? Anyway, my next mic is, now listen to this. Am I sonach on my shtick? Now I don't know how well my speeches are going. Somebody told me, you know, your speeches are good, but some are better than others. Uh-oh, what did I do wrong? Now, I want to tell you something. There are times I walk away from my speeches and I say, that wasn't too hot. You know what I do when that happens? Every time when that happens, Ibish is reading my mind, someone gives me a, boy, last night's speech was gewaltig, without fail. And if I don't hear that, I'm daven, Ibish to make it should be good. I'm afraid. And for weird people come over to me, tell me over things that are not even so fascinating. And punk, it hit them, and they're happy, and it turned around their lives. Stuff that everybody knows, you know. Suddenly that's turning them on. I do not work with Teva. I don't prepare either. I heard that the Satmar Rebbe or some other big Adam Golu did not prepare. He said, when you prepare, there's the Sitra Achra. I'm like that. I don't prepare. Whatever comes, Shina Medaberet Mitagreinai. Whatever comes out. Anyway, it's Erev Purim, I'll be saying. It's time to have a ball! And remember, the only real happy people in this world are those that try to be happy and fail. They are the real winners of this world. Didn't I calm down the whole world? You know how many people who called me up? Mandel, the Netz Samir. They all told me the same thing. You see this guy, you saw him, and you Israelis, one after another. You're talking to me. Boy, you're talking to me. I got a phone call from a Siddish guy the other day. He says, you don't know what you did to me. An American, Caesar. You don't know what you did to me. Boy, you're the guy for me. What did I do? He says, the ice cream, your mata ice cream. I mata ice cream. Lachatchila, exactly. You made ice cream lachatchila. He can't get over it. Another one of my things, that depression is legal. Depression is one of my, I forgot what the other thing was. He went to change around his whole life. You know, I allow you to be a vessel today, you know, it's mutalach. You know, don't, so you're not there. It's okay. We're all a little nutty. So I'm a little crazy. We're all the same boat. You know what eat whatever. I have a couple of things that calm people down to Shemaim. I forgot the other thing he told me. He was going crazy over that too. Anyway, because, you know, the people are so stressed about it. You have to be this, you have to do that. This is good, be the best. So I'm not so, you know why I once heard this from a Manal, and I believe in it. I never come home to tell my wife what's going on in my life, you know, well, my problems. So why don't you tell your wife? Tell her what's going on. I really don't, all kidding aside. She will not hear a word ever. She just knows when I come home saying how great the day was. She says, uh-oh, what happened now? She knows already. But why don't I say anything? I'll tell you why. I heard this once from a professor Manali. One meshugan in the house is enough. You know, he too. She also has to be. She can eat the data. So I'll be in the data. Anyway, that I want to warn everybody. Anybody, Purim, they think this. Purim, you know why Purim, people like Purim? Because it's a heter to be a vessel of sugar. You don't know what it alleviates everybody. You know? It's a deraisa. You never heard of that deraisa? It's a deraisa. It's a pasuk in the Heli Gitar. Vayisa mishugim imayinasa. So Purim vet ben abizel tzedreit. Yalada bielol tzedreit. Everybody's pnei adarki pnei akelev. We're all a little interesting. We're all a little, is this guy normal? And you normal? Does anybody normal? If it says pnei adarki pnei akelev. Now, I want you to know, the people you see that look like dead or normal guys, don't bet your money on it. Don't bet your money on it. I know them better. Everyone opens up to me. You have no idea. All those people, you know how many times in my life, people that I envied for years, and one day they open up, and here goes. Now, you want to know what's really going on in my life? Weird. Everybody's going meshuggah. I speak to Rabbonim. I speak to Rosh Hashivas. I speak to Rosh. The biggest doctors. Forget it. The tzoris that goes on. The biggest psychologists. You want to hear what they can use? They can use some help in the business. Chas v'shalom. They're nice people, Grada. I know a lot of them. Elisa Eden. But they're human. They might be good at curing you for your problem. They might even be great at it. But they have another problem that you might be very helpful to them. I'm very serious about this. You only see them in their strong point. He comes across good in what he's good at. He's taka great. But there's another side to him. He's a mess. I know these people are all over the place. And you will only see his strong point and your weak point. That's all you think about 24/7. You know, he might be going through a serious illness that he's not telling you about. I know a lot of people like that. Suddenly he's gone. How did that happen? Well, he didn't want to say anything and boom, now he's gone. And you, all the years, you're busy kinna, invite the kinna, suddenly the guy's gone. What's going on? I was busy envying this guy all my life. I couldn't stand it. He has so much more nachas and so much more this and so much more that and more money and more Torah, more yira, he's gone. But then they found out what was really happening. It was a different world was going on. You know that? Envy is ignorance. Okay, let's get back to the Purim. Now, first of all, I recommend everybody get a hold of the Slonim Sefer Tzivos Shalom on Purim and go through that again and again and again 100 times. And you're going to start believing in Purim. The more you believe in Purim, the more you're going to get out of Purim. It's not a joke. Kippur Purim. Purim is holy. You'll change a lifetime. I always stay over the same 2 stories. I heard stories. Suddenly this guy's mind opened up. If he couldn't learn to save his life after one Purim, go on the Lamdan. People tell me this over. This guy I know myself personally, the guy couldn't go to the bathroom until Purim. He davened the whole Purim, might to Purim. Back to normal. For months he was Dr. Tzoris. Or the guy, the 33-year-old Bachur, who wasn't going anywhere. One Purim he got serious, 2 months later, Achasen. Purim's not a joke. Okay, so listen, if it doesn't work, it doesn't have to work. You're going to be so stressed out now. How am I going to make Purim work? There goes your Purim. You're not going to relax on Purim because you're so worried. I have to turn around my life on Purim. And what are you supposed to do? Did I do it right? Did I do it wrong? Did I say Gans till him? Halb till him? What does man don't want me to do over here? I tried it last year. Nothing happened. What should I do? I'm just going to tell you one vote. It says, whatever you do is good. That's Allah. Daven to the Eibishter. Eibishter, please help me do the Purim right. I want to do what you want. And help me go all out for what I should be doing. Help me do it. Let me try to ask around a little bit. What's the priority? By the way, I don't want to say it's Kfira. But somebody once said to a friend of mine, don't ask for more than one thing. Tefasta merubah leit tefasta. It's Kfira. You have to say Eibishter for everything in the world. You'll get it. The reason why it's not working is you don't believe it'll work. But you can get the whole world in one Purim. Yes, you could do it. If you believe, you don't feel, you're ready for it, you don't feel Hashem is ready to do it for you. But you can ask for anything you want. But this thing, I will tell you, that's a gold mine. The mun came down. There are three details about the mun. Kizera, God, Lovan. Zera, seed, God is a round seed, and Lovan, white. White means purity, it's from Shemayim, is pure. Roundness also means the Abishim means things round. But what's the Zera? It's a seed. In Ruchni, you think of food, it's a seed. Don't look back, did it work or not. If you still the two to Purim and try the best you can, I'm going to try to make a mapecha. And I'm going to try to utsu eitzav esufar. That's my greatest niggin. Utsu eitzav esufar. Hey, Dabra, Dabra, Vela, Yaakov. Hey, Utsu eitzav esufar. Dabra, Dabra, Vela, Yaakov. Demon, okay. Utsu eitzav esufar. Dabra, Dabra, Vela, Yaakov. Hey, Utsu eitzav esufar. Hey, Dabra, Dabra, Vela, Yaakov. Every time you sing that, all the makachkim are disappearing as you sing it. By the way, this lady on the phone that I was out of words already. I told the husband, she's getting better and make sure she should hear. She's getting better and better and better and better. I kept saying it. And I told the husband, every time I say the word better, something's happening. You don't just talk. You know what words are? You know what a word is of Matthias. I'm going to tell you a mice. Now you have to believe that. I keep saying it. I said she's getting better. She's getting better. And I'm being business. Do I really mean it? Now, don't get me complicated. Be a tumen. Put on the blinders. You said it. It's going to be. And keep doing these type of things. And remember, they're all seeds. If it doesn't work right now, it'll work tomorrow. You say positive things. They're seeds for the future. This whole Purim is a seed for next time. For Pesach. It's all seeds. You have to see immediate gratification. The whole Olam Hazeh is a seed for Olam Haba. From Jews, the Ruchnis think of people. It's all seeds. The guy can't deal with a seed. He wants to eat and press on the spot. Or else he's dead. He's got to have his immediate fun. Esav likes Olam Hazeh. And don't bother me with Olam Haba. But by us, it's all seeds. Every tefillah, every ruchni. I want to make this Purim work. Watch it work. Anyway, I'll just tell you maybe about the power of words. The power of words. And don't worry how you're going to be so stressed out. How did Purim work? And this is a hard Purim. How are we going to do it? Now, first, I want to tell you something. My Rebbe of Dovid Lenschitz, I used to be very into the Yom Tovim. You know, Shmini Atzeres is crazy. Chashuv. You can turn over the world. You're alone with the Melech. And Purim is, there's no words. You don't know how to deal with it even. You know, you're all stressed. How do I deal with Purim? What should I do? Avodas HaYom is plenty. Whatever you did, you did the right thing. I paskin. What you did was perfect. But I'm so confused. Someone just asked me that. I'm confused. I'm confused. You know what confusion is? It's kavaldik. Be confused about Purim. I'm confused. Is it going to work? That tar of not being sure it's going to work will bring you all the Yeshuas in the universe. Yeah, it is. I heard this from Beza Schwartz, that's all. He said, our betochen, he says, it's a hinkadinka, but you know, it's a limping betachin. It's not the real thing, but it works anyway. You know what they say in Nevada? You open up a sefer on Shara betachin, just open the page, Yeshua is coming. All right? That's all it takes. Don't get complicated. Did I not feel? Is it working? Is it not working? It's always working. It's a seed. Look at everything like a seed. That's a very big nakuda. Now I'm going to tell you something about. So don't worry. Whatever you did, be a paisik. A chalaymais, a kafi, the pisreinim. The way you paisir a chalaym, if you say chama tava chazoi, it becomes good. paskin on yourself. I had the best Purim I ever had in my life. First of all, daven before Purim. Eibishter, make me do the right thing this Purim. Ask a lot for that. Make me do, what do you want me to do here? I need this, I need that. I will tell you something. Here's the best kept secret in the universe. My recommendation, I don't know if the Olam is going to be satisfied with what I'm saying now, but I'm telling you, you want to get service with the Eibishter. Make the best accomplishment of the universe to be satisfied with exactly the way it is. And to express it verbally. Do that all Purim. Boy, will Hashem give you everything. He said, where'd you come from? I never met anyone like you before, not in this planet Earth. Everyone's kvetching and kvetching. But Zruchni is, yeah, we know what Zruchni is. Why didn't you say thank you for the other black Gemara? Why didn't you say thank you for the Lufum Tzara Agra? Why didn't you say thank you for the Yeshurim? You know Yeshurim? Now, they met a guy, Hashem Amun tells a story. This man went to Yenevelt, and they said on him, it's a true story, this. They said on him that he had a lot of Yeshurim, and they said, The power of his Yesurim would have destroyed all his tzaras in the next world straight to Gan Eden because of the Yesurim he went to. But Yesurim did nothing for him. Zero. He went to Gehenna. It did nothing because he never said thank you for those Yesurim. If he would have said thank you for this, thank you for my head is scratching. That's Yesurim. Say thank you for every inch. Say thank you every day. Say it should be a kapora, and it'll be a kapora. Do make that habit. Kabbalah's Yisurim is Kodesh Kedoshim. We don't live here forever. Appreciate, if you didn't get Yisurim 40 days, Kibbal Esai Lama, you say goodbye to Elam Abba. You got it. You must have, you need that stuff, all your issues. So you got two jobs. First, you got to be satisfied, then you got to talk ass for better. You got to be a spoiled brat, like my father used to say. That he's a ben yochid to the Eibishter. Shlach Kodesh says such a zach. A person has to feel like a ben yochid to the Rabbeinu Shalalem. Eibishter, I'm your pet. Please give me more mileage. I know you love me the most. Don't fall into this shtusim. Eibishter doesn't like me. That garbage shtusim. What are you looking for trouble for? He loves you. Learn how to say thank you as much as possible. Learn how to say you're superior to all the people around you. Because I only know my, what, listen, let's say I have a certain difficulty. If I have a difficulty no one else has, I'm already better than everyone else. I'm the guy the Abishah likes. You don't have a peckle? The Abishah likes me. That's why he doesn't give me peckle. Go and make yourself a case. Sit down and prove yourself to be the best guy that ever lived. You could do it. I ain't part of the Torah. There's a lot of work. You could find it. Find those chazals. Make yourself bigger and better than everybody. I told you the smach. I told this to somebody. People are calling me up left and right. And I told him a vat the other day. He says, you know, it says by Aaron HaKain that the Eibishter told him, you're better than everyone else. You see? You can put people down. The Eibishter did it with Aaron. So the guy says, don't tell me this. I heard this on Mandel's thing already. Lately, or my vetos, they're calling, what are you calling me up for? Have you heard me on, you know me already. Anyway, but they come in so handy. All these, you get the chazal that you need, and you stick with that. Don't learn other people's chazals. Keep away. Don't look, oh, I got a great chazal for everybody. How about that? Now look, for some people, it's kedai. There's a time and place for every chazal. But if Chazal would know some people getting down to the say, please, don't, not for you, Babala. The one who said it, it's Kedish Kedoshin. There's no, that Chazal is not a Pasha Chazal. Learning Torah without Avzik, you can turn over the world. But if you're not holding by it, you're out of your mind. You're taking the wrong medication. You're gonna go Meshuggah. A guy has high blood pressure, and he takes the medication for low blood pressure. You wanna get Meshuggah, you wanna get sick. But it's a wonder drug. They're all taking it. Yeah. They're all, 2 days ago, all took it. And it worked for them, not for you. You're an American Harry. Face reality. You're a Madikana Hattie, and you're a little funny too, yet. You're not even from the best Harrys. So what do you, so, So what do you have getting involved with the shmooz? Medafa zeiton and on them is nishkelerent. You didn't learn like this. You're an Amaritz deraisa. You need that stuff. By the way, some people need it. Some people need it, and it's good for them, and they should do it. And it's a mitzvah to do it. Don't make away with nothing. But just make sure it's for you. Get yourself a rebbe that tells you this is you. And it may have been good for you 2 years ago. But not now. Not now. You know, guys, there was this guy in Nevada, Zangzenstadt, Mookie Diamond. He's a great guy. Rabbi Shil Per told me he's the biggest follower. He's an emissar. Albert Tochen. He told me, we got together once. So Salantas, you outside, whatever it was. And he got up and he said like this. He said, one of his kids was born, not normal. A whole ASIC, couldn't digest, couldn't breathe, couldn't that, a whole bunch of stuff. I forgot the details. And he's a Rosh Chabur and he loves to learn. And he comes home and now he's busy with the kid all day. He said, if I would not have a chinuch, an avadi chinuch, that I'm here to do Ratzon Hashem, not here to stag and learning, I would have been finished. I don't mind the whole business. This is Ratzon Hashem right now. This is great. You know what a mitzvah is with the kid, with everything, helping my wife. Everything. I'm going wild. I'm so overjoyed. By the way, he's a big Baal B'tochen, and the kid had a Refuah Shleima in a few months because of his B'tochen. That's another shmooze. But the chinuch that he had. Now, what would a regular guy do? Oh, David, she doesn't like me. I want to steigen learning. I'm the best guy in the whole chabura. Finally learning the way I should be. And David has to give me this. Why doesn't he like me? So you live, you don't have the right chinuch, you're always going to kvetch. You got to get a good, the healthy, the chinuch. Everything the David does is the time. The first thing, chazadat. Rav Weinkrantz told me, that's all. That in Yenneveld, if you had aggravation, you're going to get trouble for that. But I have such aggravation. People have aggravation. They love it. It's deep down. It's a lot of fun to have aggravation. You feel sorry for yourself. A zeifel aggravation. So much nebuch what I go through. Now, I had my aggravations. My Rebbe on the phone, Rebbe Isaac Schwartz, really sympathized with me. He really cared. It hurt him. This and that. But then when I was finished with my whole drasha, and he heard me out, then he told me the truth. How this is shtusim, this is gavaldik, that's fantastic, and so what? Who cares? Just that betochen, it'll disappear. That's what used to happen all the time. Like, he heard me. We hear the problem, but now let's get to the truth. That's why when people call me up with their problems, I don't cry along with them, but unless you want it. It's happened. No, I have cried with some people, but I don't have time. I have a record. You know what the people do? They call me, 15 people call me up in 5 minutes time. I get 15 phone calls. And I got to answer. I say, I got no time for you. I'm sorry, but someone was here yesterday from Muncie. Made a special trip to see me. Two guys came. I told them up front, I have limited time. I gave them a little more than usual. But I don't have the time. They're on my case day and night. These guys make me sugar. My wife once told me, the phone never stops ringing. I says, yeah, but it's all the same guy with OCD. I'm just joking. Anyway, but the what is, you know what the Elam does? I'm going to tell you now, Lashon Hara, about the Elam. Come at Purim. I'm going to mock the Lashon Hara. I'm joking. So, you know, now, not to that. I want to tell you about the Lashon Hara, such poison. Keep away. Whew. And don't talk Lashon Hara about yourself either. Don't go around with brain chatter. I'm no good because it is. I made that mistake. Go to war against that Lashon Hara about yourself. Stop talking Lashon Hara about yourself. I should put up signs all over. Stop talking Lashon Hara about yourself. Stop brain chattering. I'm no good for that reason. I did this wrong. I made that mistake. I shouldn't have said this. Cut it out. Harachmanis, you do that to someone else, you take a guy, he's so critical, leave the guy alone, let him live. I am a little nutty, who cares? Who's not? Rosh Hashlech. Don't talk Lashon Hara about yourself. You know, the Haile Yerushalmi said that when Mashiach comes, they're going to be looking for Amunim, they're going to be climbing to find some Amunim, but talking as if he glash event. You know what that means? They're climbing on walls to find a little Amunim. The Haile Yerushalmi said this. So I would like to add to that, I'm climbing on walls for self-esteem. I'm serious. You think anybody has self-esteem? There's so much. I heard Shea Fisher once mention this. They say there's thousands of negative messages banging in your head all day long. The people don't even hop. There's so much criticism, it kills you. It puts you in a straitjacket. You can't function. I'm not so good. He's better than me. He's also better than I didn't really make it. I made this mistake. There's one eitzah. Rabbi said, "La Musa, la Shabbat Tochen, and Shar self-esteem. Learn Shar self-esteem. We got to get Shar for the door. Shar, if the stipler said that the Musa's firm are not positive enough. Did you hear that? I would never say anything bad. The Heiliger Muslims from Stipler said this. Shem Ramunim said, every door needs its own adjustment, the Musa that you need. Rabbi Shaul Lansky told me, that's all. Write your own Musa Sefer. You know what my Musa Sefer consists of? I think I'm by far the most such of a guy in Lakewood. And I'm the best Rebbe. That's old news. And the best husband, and the best father, and my speeches are, I have 1,000 people watching me, and make up a couple of lies along the way. I'm a chassid Rabbi Miller. Better a positive lie than a negative truth. Right, positive lies. I told you the other mifus, listen to this one, just on the telephone. This one I'm also going to have to disguise where it comes from. This one is from Kalamazoo, Michigan. No, Sioux City, Iowa. A couple calls me up. It's a true story. Everything else is true. It's the best, except for the place. They're protected. No one's going to know who it is. They called me up 2 weeks ago. This is the most unbelievable story you ever heard. 2 weeks ago. I just got the phone call 3 days ago. They had called me 2 weeks ago. Their son left yeshiva. He's a 20-year-old boy. He left yeshiva a year ago. He has not learned a word. He sits home doing nothing for a full year. He has decided it's over. He plays with the computer. Tells the father what's going on. And he has decided he is not getting married. That does the parents. Kills them. So I told, and the father himself is quite a stressed out person, very, not a happy type. 2 weeks went by. They called me up. I told them to do like this. Say, every time you see, I'm telling you right now, the whole matzav is going to turn around completely. So every time you see the kid doing something you don't like, say, Rabbi Mendel said, the whole thing's going to turn around completely. Just do that. Every time you see something negative, poke back out. After 1 week, the kid says, I decided I'm going to get married. After 1 week of this stuff. After 2 weeks, a day before I got the phone call 3 days ago, the kid said, I want to go back to sit and learn. And the father is like a new person. I heard it on the phone. And the mother says, my husband's a different person. He became positive. Now, listen to this. I don't know. I said, tell me exactly what you did. So the lady says, I kept saying, Rabbi Mendel said that it's going to turn around completely. I said, no wonder it worked so quick. You put my name in there. Now I know the secret. I don't know, Chad, seriously. This is, it's the most amazing. I can't get over it. It's an unusual mindset. 2 weeks? I got some apecha. You want to know I was on the phone today? Don't ask. A younger man? Younger man, his wife is crazy. What? Yeah, now you're talking. That's good. This guy, his wife is crazy critical. She comes from a critical background. And he calls me up. He tells me he has other problems, whatever. What'd you do about that? He says, I had betachim. Where'd you get the betachim from? From the hotline. I got it from hotline. Hotline told me to do Ayin Teva plus betachim. You hear this? I heard it from the younger man just 3 hours ago. My wife is a total different person. She stopped criticizing the kids. I spent an incredible criticizing me. Kids are still a job. But right now, at least she stopped picking on me. That's a big accomplishment. And he went through a hard life with this lady and turned around with Bitachon. I heard him from the horse's mouth. I heard him say it. He turned around his wife by Ayin Tova and Bitachon. How do you like that one? It works wonders. And then he needs help with his son. I says, you don't need my help. You can do that. And his wife's parents remark, you're a different person. You imagine what's going on? You're a different person. All he did was, he didn't hang up with his wife. He's an idle guy. He doesn't want to fight with her. He just says, she's a great lady. He just says, she's getting better. I know it. I don't know how often, now what. Turned around the whole matzah. Now here comes another mice. This other mice. So I told the guy. Now he has trouble with his son. So I told him, your son is healed. What do you mean? I need your bitachon in there. Yeah. You have it, my friend. You can pull a thing like this. You turn his wife around. Do it to your son. I'm serious. Here comes another mice. This guy calls me up. A 42-year-old guy. He has a son. Rambunctious little rascal. Running, destroying the house. Real achevra man. Wrecked the place. Kick his mother. Yeah, these kids today. I've seen it, Rabbi said. I have witnessed it. And people came to visit me, and right in front of me, I saw the boxing gloves come out. I saw a 5-year-old. I saw him persecuting his parents. You know, seriously, they were running, and I came to the rescue. Is that a joke? Watch out, these 5-year-olds are dangerous. I think of 5-year-olds, listen, Chutzpiyazgi, you know, you got to watch out. You see a 5-year-old, respect them. Kabbat is Bincha. You ever hear that one? There's a new, they're Magia now lately. They're having a new Mahalas. Kabbat is Bincha, right? I mean, you have to take the Pasuk, is still the Pasuk, but in Eilam HaMaisa, you have to have the fifth of Shulchan Aruch. You better respect them or else, Ta'ama. I really, really think you need some parenting courses. You really don't know how to handle me. I mean, I've seen you try, but good luck. You're trying. I got to give you credit for that. But you really don't know how to handle me. I'm from a different generation. What do you know how to raise kids? Wait till I grow up. Wait till he grows up. He's going to get it, but good. His kids are going to be smarter than he is. Wait till he grows up. So Tom Taylor, this guy is having trouble with his kid. This is a murder in my son. And he spent 2 months with my stuff. I don't remember what I say anymore. But you know my stuff. After 2 months, he has a new, he said, like 80% over. A naya kid, half of a fella. And my wife remarked that I look younger. Did you hear this? Rabbi Golombek, this one is for everybody. My wife said I look younger. Did you hear this? When you harve on betochen and I entire, you get younger. Now, I don't want to start up with the vitamin industry. But there's no suffix. This works better than vitamins. It helps us to talk. It's a fact. Your brain, there's a place in Italy. It was I'll tell you where it was. The Shagets told me about it. The guy who fixes my stuff. He told me he saw it in Newark. A Newark paper, whatever it's called. He saw it there 2 years ago, I think it was. There's a place near in Italy where the people live till 100 and they eat cold dove ossa. I mean, we're talking about fats, fatty stuff, all the stuff you're not supposed to eat and sugar and all that stuff. And they live till 100. You know why? No stress. No stress. Stress is number one killer. I know somebody was telling me all about cholesterol. Eat this, don't eat that. Cholesterol. I know a friend of mine, one of my chevra. He found out there was a cholesterol issue. So he davened Eibishter, ice cholesterol. I promise the true story. He said, Eibishter, ice cholesterol. I don't want no cholesterol. The next day, he suddenly started bleeding. and the blood was flowing. He checked up with somebody. That's a sign, his thin blood. This happened to him twice. The same guy. When they suspected cholesterol, says, Abishtep, do me a favor. I don't want that stuff. And he's still fressing his head off. Isn't it good eye to join my club? Rabbi said, isn't it good eye to join me? Now, look, you get schar. Anything you do to take care of your health, you get schar for. Anyway, where are we holding? So, you want to get younger and healthier and happier. Learn betochen! And you'll live the life. Rabbi said, give me a bracha now. This Purim, I'm going to turn over the world. By the way, the next time, we're not going to be a Thursday. We're going to Purim. It'll be a Wednesday. What? Wednesday. We're going to be a Wednesday. Good? Wednesday. Wednesday night.
We could do it on Purim.
Yeah, better not. What? Where? I don't. It depends how many shots I have. Purim. All my friends are flying in the ceiling. I don't. My friends. I don't know about me, but on Purim, all my friends are flying all over the place. My friends get lebedates. I see them. I'll stop. That's enough. All right.